From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
First, we agreed on the steps through which the regime will come to a place where it will not fly combat missions anywhere where the opposition is present in an area that we have agreed on with very real specificity. Once this arrangement takes full effect, the regime would no longer be able to do in the future what has been able to do so much in the past, which is go after Nusra, allegedly, but hit moderate opposition.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry saying the plan also calls for the U.S. and Russia to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria after marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. In Geneva, Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail, a day after shocking the world with its fifth and largest nuclear test. The U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test preceded a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparking worldwide condemnation, the U.N. Security Council agreeing on Friday immediately to begin work on a new series of sanctions. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the U.S. U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday in his weekly address says it was a day one of the darkest in the U.S. country.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. The Twin Towers were reduced to rubble.